Today is Friday, July 24th. You know what would have started today? The Summer Olympics would have started on Friday today in Tokyo, and I'm sure we all wish that there was the normalcy where those games were continuing and we were ready for an opening ceremony, but we're not. We are hopeful for next year, but today is Friday, July 24th. It's your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. We made it to the end of another week. One sport that did start last night, hallelujah, baseball. It was great to see it back. Good for them. Before last night's Nationals and Yankees game in Washington, D.C., there was a moment of silence. Players on both teams kneeled before the Star Spangled Banner. There was also a Black Lives Matter stamped prominently on the pitcher's mound. But one thing I kept thinking about, and it's reiterated today in the coverage of the game, it was amazing that baseball has even come back. And we've talked about the protocols and the efforts that all these sports leagues have done to return to play. And as the Washington Post said today, it was nothing short of a miracle and a miracle of human ingenuity that baseball was able to return. There was also baseball in Los Angeles last night. The Dodgers won that game. Fans were absent. You could see the cardboard cutouts of people apparently who had made donations to the Dodgers Charitable Foundation, so that was allowing them to put their cardboard cutouts in the stand. So baseball's back, two games last night, now we're full go, 60 game sprint, so it should be a lot of fun. Meanwhile, before the game last night, it was announced that the Players Association approved the agreement discussed with baseball for expanding the playoffs. Remember, this was a negotiation point in the return to play action. Now, this expansion will only be for the 2020 postseason. Owners now must ratify it. If the 16-team format is adopted by owners, it would include a televised postseason seeding show in which the top-seeded teams pick their first-round opponent. So there could be a lot of fun to this and a sign of ingenuity and innovation. But again, owners must approve that. But it would be an expanded playoffs to 16 teams, which of course would make the networks very, very happy, and I think fans very happy. So baseball's back. Good to see. Let's move over to football, because I think today's a pretty important day, and I know I've said that a lot, but today's a pretty important day in the NFL. Players Association player team reps are scheduled to convene a conference call this morning as the players look to finalize an agreement with NFL team owners on the rules and finances of the return to play season. That's according to ESPN. ESPN.com is reporting there's a couple of negotiating points still to be determined, including how to handle the league's long-term finances and salary caps. Now, the Washington Post has reported, along with other outlets, that team owners might consider halting training camps if they are unable to strike a deal, or they may tell players it's only virtual instructions at training camp until a deal is made. So we are at a very key point in these negotiations, so keep your eyes on whether or not they can reach a deal and get over the goal line. Want to shift to tennis today, because we talked about tennis this week on the Buzzcast, and it has not been a great week for the tennis world. We talked about the City Open being canceled in August in Washington, D.C. Well, bad news for the WTA. The WTA is most lucrative and has its most successful swing in Asia. We know that. Well, it got a big setback yesterday when it was forced to cancel its remaining tournaments for the rest of the year in China. Now, the Chinese government recommended that the country call off most international sports events for the remainder of the year. So that means the WTA will cancel all seven events in October and November in China. Like we've talked about, that is a major source of revenue for the tour. It's got to be a major disappointment for the tour. Remember when I talked to Mickey Lawler, it was probably in April. They were really hopeful that they could get back to their Asia swing in the fall, because it was such an important part of that tour and that culture. So disappointing news, to say the least, for the WTA. Let's hope that they can somehow rebound. Staying with international sports, Motorsports.com reports this morning that a decision reportedly has been made by F1 officials to call off all the Formula One races on the American continent. That means there would be no Grand Prix in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, or Brazil this season. They would apparently take those races and race them in Europe, but that's a major bummer, of course, as well, as there have been very successful races, of course, in Montreal, in Mexico, in Brazil, and of course, COTA was really starting to see some traction as well. So apparently, all the races are called off Formula One on the American continent. Let's end the Buzzcast today with a lighter note, because we probably all need it. I know I do. The fun name story of the week for me, give it up for Seattle's NHL expansion team, which is set to begin play in 2021. Yesterday, when they announced their name, I knew it would be creative. I mean, it's overseen by Todd Lewicki, one of the real great minds in the sports business, but the Seattle Kraken, I loved it. I actually laughed when I first saw the name, but I think it's unique. I think it's creative. I think it's fun. Team executives initially looked at 1,200 suggested names. They really explored about 100, apparently. They whittled those down to 5 before deciding on Kraken, which was met, I saw, by almost unanimous praise and appreciation on social media. So good for the Seattle Kraken. Good for Todd Lewicki. I look forward to more exciting things from that franchise. And finally, this broke around midday yesterday, so probably not news, but it is interesting. The new name of the Washington football team is just that, the Washington football team. That'll be the name of the club until a permanent name is chosen and implemented. Now, if you looked on social and some other types of messaging areas, you saw that the club began removing the old team name and logo from all its properties, both digital and physical. They hope to retire fully the branding by the September 13th scheduled opener. Merchandise supporting the new identity will apparently be available on Fanatics and NFLShop.com in the next few days. It's Washington Football Club with a pretty simple W. So enjoy that baseball is back. Hope everybody is safe. Hope everybody's healthy. Hope everybody's good to each other. Hope everybody enjoys their weekend. Remember, we got to take advantage of these times when we get some downtime and enjoy life. So that is your morning Buzzcast. Again, it's Friday, July 24th. I'm Abe Madcore. Enjoy baseball being back and have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.